Polak, 23 Extreme Left-Wing Ideas in the Democrats' Draft 2020 Platform. By Joel B. Polak on July 24, 2020. Democrats have circulated a draft of their proposed 2020 platform. In its present form, it would be the most left-wing platform in the history of U.S. presidential politics. Amidst much verbiage, it includes many extremist ideas, including 1. Systemic racism. The platform begins from the premise that the United States suffers from systemic racism in our economy and our society. Having condemned the country they seek to govern, Democrats offer their radical solutions. 2. Rejoining the Paris Climate Accords. The agreement did little but force the U.S. to cut back our economy while letting China and other nations off the hook. We are the only major signatory reducing emissions, without the accord. 3. Declaring housing a right. Providing housing for everyone is a worthy goal, but declaring it a right is a socialist ruse that creates massive problems. Just ask South Africa, which has a right to housing, and millions living in shacks. 4. Repealing right-to-work laws. These laws protecting the rights of workers not to join a union have fueled the manufacturing boom in the South, which has prospered while heavily unionized states have lost jobs and population. 5. Card check. This system eliminates the secret ballot in union elections and allows organizers to intimidate workers until they agree to form a union. Even left-wing George McGovern opposed card check last time Democrats tried it. 6. Raising taxes. Democrats want to raise taxes in the middle of a recession, falsely describing the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act as a giveaway to the wealthy, when in fact the middle class benefited most. Higher taxes mean fewer jobs. 7. Medicare for all. Though the platform adopts a public option, too left-wing for Democrats under Barack Obama, it welcomes those who support a Medicare for all approach, paving the way for government-run health care later. 8. Cutting police. Though it is careful to avoid the actual words defund the police, the Democratic draft platform describes minority communities as overpoliced, meaning they will cut police in the areas that need the most help. 9. Gun control. Democrats have not wavered in their determination to restrict firearms ownership, even though the recent unrest made it clear there is no other option for Americans when political leaders refuse to restrain the mob. 10. Preventing arrests at school. There is nothing racist about punishing criminal behavior. As Parkland ad Andrew Pollack noted, the shooter was protected from arrest by the schooling police, allowing him to buy his murder weapons. 11. Reparations for slavery. We fought a bloody civil war to end slavery. Democrats want to study reparations, even though it would be impossible to determine who should pay and who should benefit, or how it would help anyone. 12. Federal funding for abortion. Democrats want to repeal the Hyde Amendment, providing for publicly funded abortion through birth. In one section, Democrats even refer to abortion as a human right, ignoring unborn children. 13. Green bonanza. Democrats promise 500 million solar panels, 60,000 wind turbines, and 500,000 electric buses, in 5 years. It is an absurd proposal, ignoring domestic manufacturing capacity, and, for turbines, environmental permits. 14. Restricting political speech. Democrats are reviving Hillary Clinton's proposal to pass a constitutional amendment to restrict political speech to overcome the Supreme Court's ruling in Citizens United, overturning the First Amendment. 15. D.C. statehood. Democrats want to make Washington, D.C., the 51st state, meaning two permanent Democrat seats in the U.S. Senate. They hint at possible statehood for Puerto Rico as well. Republicans would be a permanent minority. 16. Stopping the border wall. Democrats would abandon the construction of the wall on the U.S.-Mexico border, leaving it vulnerable to illegal immigration and to cartels. They describe the border itself as a manifestation of systemic racism. 17. Path to citizenship for illegal aliens. Democrats want to turn millions of illegal aliens who have been in the country for an extended period of time, not just people who were brought as minors, into citizens with voting rights. 18. Restricting charter schools and ending vouchers. In deference to the teachers' unions that have kept urban schools in a state of permanent failure, Democrats want to prevent African American and Latino children from escaping. 19. Rejoining the UN Human Rights Council. The misnamed Human Rights Council is a club of dictators that exists to condemn the United States and especially Israel. Rejoining it would be a massive setback for the cause of human rights. 20. Net neutrality. Our economy functions remotely during coronavirus because the FCC repealed net neutrality, which regulated the internet like an old-style utility and discouraged investment. Democrats want to restore their failed policy. 21. End the China trade war. Democrats attack the trade war, which has been successful, while claiming they will mobilize more than half the world's economy to stand up to China, yet cooperate with it on issues like climate change. 22. Returning to the Iran deal. Obama's deal allowed Iran to become a nuclear power and did nothing to stop Iran's militarism and terror. The Democrats would strengthen the regime at the expense of the Iranian people and U.S. allies. 23. Paying Palestinian terrorists. The Democrat promised to restore funding to the Palestinians that was cut because U.S. taxpayer money was being used to pay stipends to jailed terrorists and perpetuate the Palestinian refugee problem. Joe B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoePolak.